Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Fans and the Pros. It's basketball season on top of baseball season and the playoffs and football season, college and the NFL, hockey as well. Antonio Daniels played 14 seasons in the NBA. 1999, won a title with San Antonio. He's in his second year of the television color analyst with the Pelicans. Joins us now to talk about the Pelicans, who opened the season, regular season that is, October 20th at home, Smoothie King Center against the Philadelphia 76ers. Antonio, thanks for joining us today.
Mike Deuce, thank you guys for having me. But Mike, this is my third year.
Oh, my apologies.
Yeah, I was about to say, I thought this was three.
My apologies.
Yeah, I know it feels like 2 years. No, I'm saying because of everything that happened with COVID, with the season being suspended, then coming back to the bubble, all these other kind of things. But I'm on the same timeline as Zion and Nikhil and Jackson. We basically all came in together.
Okay. Well done. So let me ask you this. So this team led the league in two-point shooting percentage, mostly because of Zion and where he takes his buckets. Three-point shooting, they were 27th in the league, three-point frequency, and 26th in three-point accuracy, which kind of should go together. You don't want to be 26th in the league in three-point accuracy if you're second in the league and how many you take them. Where does this team, as you look in this team in 2021 and 2022, is that an area, a significant area for this team to improve?
Oh, of course. And that was their goal in the offseason. You know, that's one of the areas that Griff talked about that he wanted to draft. He wanted to get tougher. He wanted to add three-point shooting and basketball IQ. That's why you go out and you draft Trey Murphy, 6'9", and he is a sniper. If you look at what he did in the preseason, shooting 52% from the field with no Zion, basically, and no B.I. So that basically means he shot 52% from the field, and a lot of those three-point shots that he was shooting, making, were contested. So I think they accomplished a lot going out and getting Devontae Graham, who I don't think people will really get a real feel of what he can do until this team is full, whole, and healthy. But as far as three-point shooting is concerned, I think they addressed some of that issue.
AD, get me off the ledge. And you know what ledge I'm on.
Okay.
Get me off the ledge, AD.
What are we talking about?
The young fella.
Okay.
And it's, I don't want to call it the play on words, but as a fan of this team and you wanting to buy in, you want transparency. You want
okay.
You can give me the truth. It's not going to hurt us, but
the
you
truth
can
always
understand
hurts,
this. Well, it's going to hurt some,
right.
But We're trying to build. We don't have the established base where we know that regardless of what happens, look at the Knicks. You know, they're terrible so long, but the fans are going to be there. We're trying to build that here, and it's almost like these fans, we're holding on to every word, particularly when it's coming from, we'll call it just admin, you know, from the front office, and when it doesn't come out like it should, or it's almost a deception type, that hurts.
See, that's what I'm not gonna lie, dudes. That's what I have a difficult time with. You know, it's interesting because I feel like one of the most cliche statements in life that people say all the time is "Give me the truth." And you hear this all the time in movies as a joke. You know, you can't handle the truth. like, realistically, it's tough. It's tough, but what people aren't pleased any way we go. And by we, I mean a collective we, not
correct.
Anybody
no, I understand
in particular.
That. Correct. No, we understand.
And yeah, it's like no matter what you say, it's never the right time. But if you say it, then people are upset that you said it. And if you don't say it, then people are upset that you didn't say it. You know what I'm saying? So it's a very – and I'm with you because here's what I did something yesterday I've never done before.
So no, you did an outstanding job on that as well. Just FYI.
Thank you. I wanted to hear the frustration, where the frustration was coming from, and I get it. I get it. I am not insensitive to Pelicans fans, how they feel, their frustration. The thing is, we all want the same thing. We all want this team to be whole. We all want to see what this team can accomplish if they're healthy, when they are healthy. A lot of it is on Zion. A lot of it is on number one and the health that he has. Here's the thing, and you know this more than anyone else, Deuce. There's one thing in sports that we don't control. When you're on the field, you're on the court, we can control the outcome because we're out there. But when you step off that field, even when you're on it or on that court, you cannot control injuries. You can't. As much as we would love to, I feel like injuries are the worst part of sports. Because it always leaves you with a what-if scenario. What if this guy, what if Kevin Durant didn't get injured 2 years back? What if Klay Thompson didn't get injured 2 years back? Would Kawhi Leonard have won a championship with the, like, we can what-if anything, especially with injuries. So this is always a tough and sensitive subject. The last thing I will be is insensitive to the frustration and the thoughts of the fans. I get it and I understand it, but what I found out is we all want the same exact thing. We all want success for this young New Orleans Pelicans basketball team.
I agree with you 100%, and some fans may not understand and know, but it's basically, you know, if you follow the Pelicans, then you know exactly what we're talking about. It's, you know, I guess in a sense building up the hope and the thought process of Zion, seeing Zion next week, and then that not necessarily looking like it's going to be the case. And so some of the frustration as well boils over to previous years or at least not – Not necessarily this season, but it's almost from previous years, and you're excited, and then something else bad happens, and so a lot of the hope that we have is you're ready for some good to happen, and it looks like we every time you move a couple of feet forward, you talk about drafting a Trey Murphy, and you talk about being able to get Graham in and kind of restructuring that roster, and it's almost like it's another setback. It's another setback because you won't have the big fella down there to be able to do what he does, and now you won't get a true evaluation of this team. And so I guess that's the frustrating part about it.
I hear you. I am not – because think about how much I want to see this team succeed. I would love more than anything else than to call a playoff game in the Smoothie King Center. Like this team, in walking through that city, Deuce, you know, whether I'm at the gym or just walking through the city, these fans are looking for a reason to be excited about the New Orleans Pelicans. When I'm walking through the city and I'm talking to fans and so on and so forth, they're all talking about the same exact thing. They are looking for a reason. There's nothing more that I want to do than to call a playoff game in the Smoothie King Center with the heartbeat of these behind it. Believe me, through my fabric, I feel exactly what I cannot agree with you more.
What, so the fans understand, I guess, whatever the latest might be, I read at least yesterday that it would be another, like a 2-week evaluation, and then there's no fixed timeline on Zion's return. But that being said, there's been no setbacks, right? There's been nothing setting him back as far as his rehab's concerned, right?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. This is a process when you're talking about feet that takes time. It takes time to heal. And here's the thing. You want to make sure Zion is around for 10 to 15 years, not 10 to 15 games. You know, I go back to when I played in San Antonio, and we won a championship in 99. And after we won the championship in 99, we had an opportunity to repeat in 2000. We had a better team in 2000 than we did in 1999. Right before the playoffs, Tim Duncan got hurt. And right before the playoffs, Greg Popovich, I mean, the doctors cleared Tim to come back and play in the playoffs. Pop said, nope, I'm sitting you out. Because Pop wasn't concerned with that one season. He was concerned with the longevity of Tim's career. So as opposed to repeating in 1999 and 2000, Tim Duncan is around the San Antonio Spurs to help lead them to a championship in 2014. So I know it's difficult to look at, like, to keep our eyes off the present, but we have to be concerned with longevity. That's the most important thing. When you have someone that is a generational talent, that is that good, that is that talented, just think, last year he averaged 27 points per game on 61% from the field. He is one of one in the history of the sport. The last thing you want to do with a young man with this type of potential is rush him to do anything.
Okay, AD, I've come off the edge. I've come off that ledge, and I'm still excited. I'm still excited about this. I'm excited about this team because I love the potential. I want them to succeed. I want them to enjoy and experience, you know, the hard work that they've put mm-hmm. in, and to be celebrated. I mean, because I know a lot of times it's almost like you're the second child, so to speak, in a city. But man, we've got diehard. We've got diehard Pelican fans, and they want this team to be successful. And I think, you know, as they continue to be successful, that fan base will continue to grow. And so I'm excited. You know, you're disappointed, and I know it's because words do matter. Words do matter. Mm-hmm. And so for some people, you're hanging on every word, good or bad. Good or bad, and so
I'll tell you a reason I'm really excited about this season, because the Pelicans have something this year, and this is no disrespect or discrediting anything. They have something this year they didn't have last year. They have a guy that, if Zion is out, if B.I. is out, they have another legitimate guy that they can play through in Jonas Valanciunas. They haven't had that, and I say that to say this. Jonas, if you go back to what he did for Memphis last year, Ja Morant was out for a significant amount of time when he twisted his ankle. Jaren Jackson Jr. was out for a year and a half. You know who kept him afloat? Jonas. So you have a big man down low that you can legitimately play through, whether traditional or present, because he can step out, he can shoot the heck out of the ball, and he has a heck of a post presence. So if Zion's not there or if B.I.'s not there, last year you saw this team really, really struggle. There's no more star-studded lead. Like, stars mean so much in the NBA. One player makes a huge difference. But the addition of one player makes a huge difference as well. And I think what Pelicans fans will see that they didn't really get a chance to see in the preseason is how truly skilled Jonas Valanciunas is.
Love it. Look forward to it.
What about
a pleasure to talk to you from my end. I know Mike has one more.
I do. And we appreciate your time, Antonio.
For sure.
And it's at adaniels33 is his Twitter handle. I was reading an article, and it was a Forbes article, but they were talking about sports, and the barometer of the season for the Pels would be, you know, you always think Zion, but they were talking about Brandon Ingram and his playmaking duties expanding, his range expanding. How much of that is accurate?
As far as what?
As is him being, when you think of like a barometer of how this team will do this year, think more Brandon Ingram than Zion.
Well, the thing is, I think we know what to expect of both of those guys. You know, they're both former All-Stars. You know, Zion actually took his game to a completely different level last year, and I felt like throughout the course of the season, for some strange reason, Brandon Ingram became the forgotten one. And people forget. People forget, like, I know this is a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately league, but B.I.'s stats were basically the same as they were the year prior to when he was an NBA All-Star. And now he is with a coach. Again, no disrespect to anyone that was here last year. I'm not in that game. But he is with a coach now that he has a different relationship with. He is with a coach now that he relates to, that relates to him, and that speaks his language. There's nothing more important in today's NBA than the ability to relate to your players. Because if they can relate to you, they will run through a wall for you. So I'm expecting B.I. to have a better season, not just than he did 2 years ago, when he was an NBA All-Star, but also more than he did last year, because him and Coach Green have a different connection.
That's the other thing that we don't talk about. The team has fought through the injuries, and this is their third coach in as many seasons.
Right.
You know, you take any team and you recharge it, rebuild it each and every year for 3 years. That's difficult. And this is probably unfair to Willie Green, but the fact that, because he is the third coach in as many seasons, but you think, well, Zion's future with this team, you know, perhaps executives looking for a new arena, all that, again, maybe unfair to Willie Green, but that being said, this is a big season for this basketball team.
It is a huge season. It's a huge season because this is a team right now that is on the brink. And Deuce said it earlier, and I couldn't agree. Like, everybody's waiting. Like, you're right there. You know this team is right there, and that's where the frustration comes from. Because it feels like when the team gets right there, there's always some sort of setback. But right now, I couldn't be more excited. But we also have to put this in context. Because if you go back to 2 years ago, Zion got injured after he was playing extremely well in the preseason. He's out 13 weeks. He comes back. This team starts playing really well. Then the season is suspended. Then you go home. We all go home for 9 months. That's when COVID hit. We go home for 9 months, come back to the bubble. Zion has to leave the bubble, comes back, and then he's in spurts. That's only 8 games. Then you leave, and then you come back. That was his rookie year. That was his rookie season. Now you fast forward to the next year, which was last year. He gave you 27 points on 61% from the field. Missed all of the COVID things that are going on. All of the different things. You're quarantined here. You can't leave your hotel. You can't do this. You can't do that. So Zion, Nikhil, Jackson, these guys have yet to experience a regular NBA season. With Smoothie King Center, come back, go get on the plane, go visiting cities, go out to the mall, whatever I have to do, come back. They have yet to experience a regular NBA season. I'm interested to see what it's like without all of these COVID protocols. Last year, understand, last season, they had five times last year where they could go 5-on-5 in practice. That's it. Five total times last year where they can go 5-on-5, either because of COVID or because of injuries. How do you improve like that? Collectively or individually? So it's a lot that this team has had to overcome, and I'm not making excuses because all 29 other teams had to deal with it. But when I speak, I'm speaking to our particular fan base, trying to give them the perspective of what I've seen from this team over the last two seasons.
Well, we hope it's a great third season for you and a great one for them as well. We appreciate your time. I love your enthusiasm, and I love your love for the game and this team. Antonio Daniels, thanks for your time, my friend.
Mike Deuce, it's always a pleasure. God bless you guys.
All right,
appreciate it, AD, brother.
More coming your way here on Fans of the Pros on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app on the home of the Saints, LSU, NFL, and prep football, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.